Mishneh Yom is for Shabbos Kodesh, the 24th day of the year, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masech Tosota, Perek Tashi'i, Mishneh Beis. When it comes to the Egla Rufa, there is the body that is found, and then there is the city closest to the body that's found. Our Mishneh is going to discuss these two matters. We have to look at what position the body is found in. Not every slain body, unknown and assailant, will the din of Egla Rufa apply to. And not every city that's closest to the body will be chayav in Egla Rufa either. Let's have a look. Nimtza, what happens if the body was found? Tomun bagal, buried under a pile of stones. Oitolu bilan, or suspended, hanging on a tree. Oitzof al pnei mayim, or floating in the water. In any of these cases, loy hoyu orfin, there would no obligation to bring an Egla Rufa. Shenemar, because in the parsha of Egla Rufa, the Torah says, bo adoma, ki motzechal bo adoma, when the slain body was found on the ground. V'lotom and bagal, this excludes a case where the body is buried under a pile of stones. Noifel, a body that's fallen, v'lotoli ba'ilan, not one that's hanging on a tree. Basode, in the field, v'lotzof al pnei mayim, to exclude something that's floating on the water. So we learn from here that basically the din of Egla Rufa will only apply with a slain body that's found, noifel, on the ground. And not hanging from a tree, and basode in the field, and not over the water. Nimtza samuch lasvar, what happens if the body was found close to the boundary between Israel, between the land of Israel and land of the Goyim, and there's no Jewish city between that slain body and the body and the boundary? Or the body, let's say, was found close to a city that has a majority of inhabitants that are not Jewish, even if it is in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, in the territory of Eretz Yisrael. Or Le'ir Shein Bo Beis Din, the body was found close to a city, but that city has no Beis Din of 23 Dayonim. Lohoyo Orfin, in either of these cases, again, there would be not the Din of Egla Rufa. Now, let's explain. In the case if the body was found close to the boundary between Israel and a Goyish nation, or close to a city which has most of the inhabitants going, there would be no Egla Rufa at all. Even though there would be, on the other sides, there would be Jewish cities. Doesn't matter. Beis Din don't even bother coming down to check it. Why? Because there is an assumption that being close to a city or the country of the Goyim, that the murderer was a Goy and not a Jew. The Gemara brings the reason because it says, ki yimotzei cholol. Yimotze means if it happens, if there is a body that's found, something unusual, to exclude something that's common, i.e., if the body was found in an area where murderers are more likely, then the din of Egla Rufa will not apply. Especially if the person endangered his own life by going on this route and happened to be traveling near the cities which are more dangerous. Now, this is all in the case of the body being found close to the boundary where there are non-Jewish cities or settlements, or close to a city that's most of the inhabitants are going. What about the next case, the case of a city found close to a city where there's no Beis Din of 23 Dayonim? Well, in that case, there will be the din of Egla Rufa, but we won't ask the elders of that city if they don't have a Beis Din. What would we do? Continues the Mishnah. Ein moedidin elo meir sheyesh b'beis din. We read it as le'ir. We do not measure the distance. The elders don't know the distance unless they are elders from a city that has a beis din of 23 dayonim, that is. And if the city that doesn't have beis din happens to be closer to the body, so we let go of it. We ignore it. And we go and measure to other cities until we get to a city that's closest that has a Beis Din of 23 Dayanim. And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk insists, V'lokhu ziknei ha'ir ha'hi, that the elders of that city shall take a calf that hasn't been worked with. And from here we learn that Zakanim implies a Beis Din. And not just any Beis Din, the Beis Din at least of 23. What happens, says the Mishnah further, Nimtzom Mechuvon Ben Shtei Ayores. What happens if the body is found exactly in the middle of two cities, between two cities? And the measurement from the body to one city is exactly as from the body to the other city. Shteyan Mevian is Egel Shtei Goles. Rabbi Eliezer holds that each one of the cities will have to bring their own Egel Arufa and go through the whole ceremony. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that there is such a possibility to be so exact in measurement that they can be equally close. And even though the Torah uses the singular tense when it describes the city that's closest by saying Ha'ir HaKarova, not Ha'ayoros HaKarovois, doesn't matter. He says, remember, Rabbi Eliezer, we learned that even though it says HaKarova singular, it means also Karovois. It means also plural. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is, in fact, that we cannot be so exact to mimetzamtzem that there is exactly the same distance between two cities, between each city and the body. And the two cities do not bring two calves. They only bring one Egel Arufa, but they bring it as a partnership. And they make a condition, they make the following tanai. They said that if it's our calf, if our city is the closest one, then that Egel Arufa is ours, and you give yours portion in this to us as a matana. And if your city happens to be the closest one to the body, then we give you our chalek, our portion in that calf to you, and then it's your ceremony. So in this way, there's only one Egel Arufa that's used. Ve'ein Yerushalayim mevi'a Egel Arufa. And finally, says the Mishnah, if it's Yerushalayim happens to be the city that's the closest to the slain body, it would not bring an Egel Arufa. Why? Because the Torah talks about a city when the body is found in on the ground where a God gives to you l'rishta. Which God gives to you to inherit. Yerushalayim was never inherited by the tribes. It was not divided among the tribes. And we leave you, therefore, if Yerushalayim happened to be the closest city to a slain body, we would leave it and go to the next city that does have a Beis Din that's closest. Mishnah Gimel. Nimtzo Roisha b'makom echad, the gufoy b'makom achar. What happens if the slain body was decapitated and the head was found in one place and the body in another? Where should the body get buried? Because this is a din of a meis mitzvah. There's no one else to take care of the body. So when we do bury it, where do we bury it? In the place where the head was or where the body is? And this is one of the ten conditions that Yeshua imposed upon the Jewish people when they divided the land. One of them is that a meis mitzvah is koine mekomei, that if a dead body is found and there's no one who can take care of it or of the body, that when it gets buried in the place that it's found, generally speaking. So here, if the head's found somewhere and the body's found somewhere else, where does it get buried? And we have a machlokes tanoim here. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the body has to be taken to the place where the head is taken to the place where the body is. He holds that what's most likely has happened is that the head is rolled away, and the body is where it first fell. So you bring the head to the body and you bury it there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, haguf etzel harosh, take the body to the head. He says, Rabbi Akiva holds that the head of the person who was murdered fell first on the ground, and afterwards the body fell. And therefore the place of the kvura, the place of the burial, should be in the place where the head is, and that's where we move the body to as well and bury it.